Hey, friends, thanks for joining me. I have a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You know, I release these in order. So, you know, the last one was August 3rd, 2016. So that means this one here is August 4th, 2016. Basically, the day-to-day show of the Eric Zane Show on the radio on 107.3 WBBL. Okay? That's going to take us quite some time to get through all of this. I released two fresh Lost Zane recordings episodes in their entirety per week on my Patreon every Monday and every Friday. All right. So that's how I do it. And I like to give a little free sample of that right here. Maybe you'll think, oh, man, yeah, I'd like to check that out. I do a lot of listening of online content. So this will be just the thing I need. All right. And you can get the full show on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for just $5 or $10 a month. $5 gets you all of the audio. And $10 gives you all of the audio, all of the video, the live streams, the video archive, all that stuff. Okay. And yeah, try it out. Try it out for a month. And if you like it, there you go. Then you can either let it ride or convert it to a yearly and save 10%. Or if it stinks, you cancel it and you're out $5 or $10. No big deal. And I thank you for trying. I thank all the people in the past who have signed up for Patreon. I'd love to have you back. All right, that's it. Enough of me selling me. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. It's Thursday. It's going to be hot. Really hot today. Ugh. Hotter than yesterday, even. Don't, what show number are we on? We're doing this from the Mapestead.com bankruptcy studios, Tyler.
84.
Thank you, sir. He sounded sharp, didn't he, Julius?
He did.
More about Don in a second. First of all, Julius, how are you? Welcome in.
Good morning.
Did I say, Julius, how are you? Welcome in right when you were reading something, which caught your attention?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Which made you realize, think, wait, is he talking to me?
I just heard the welcome in, and I was like, yeah.
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 Hey, how about the Tigers, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, okay, I'm pretty close to jumping on their bandwagon.
That was exciting last night. I guess J.D. Martinez was his first at-bat. He was like a pinch hitter.
Not only first at-bat, the first pitch he saw since like June 16th or whatever it was. Home run, game-winning home run off Chris Sale, yes. Probably the best pitcher in baseball. And they are on an 8-game winning streak. Just incredible. If they win again tonight or this afternoon, I am officially on the bandwagon. Because the Indians lost.
Yep.
Got jail sex by the Twins, 13 to whatever it was. And not only that, but they lost.
That term.
I love that term. They lost their best pitcher with an elbow injury.
What's his name? I don't even know that guy. Well, yeah, the Twins are awful, and they slaughtered the Indians. So that means the Tigers are like 2.5 back now.
And two games back. They're only two back.
Two back. Okay.
Two back, and he has an elbow injury, and they're like, I'll be out for a month. An elbow injury in July? No, August? I don't know.
Is it more severe in August? Is there something I'm missing there?
Well, it takes time to come back from an elbow injury. Even if you come back, you're not going to be 100% healthy. Danny Salazar. They put him on the 15-day DL. I don't believe it. With an elbow injury.
Tigers are hot, man. 8 in a row. And it got weird late because the bases were loaded for K-Rod, and he ended up getting
he got the save, yeah.
I got the ground ball and got the guy out at first, so that was that.
900th appearance last night, too.
For that guy?
Yep, in his career, 30th save this season. Doing really well right now.
Welcome
They're
in,
humming.
Oops, sorry. Welcome in, Tyler Doan. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, Eric. How are you?
Can't complain, Tyler. We were very concerned about your health yesterday. I'm not kidding you, Tyler. When you get exhausted, you actually slur your speech. You realize that, don't you?
I'm aware, yes.
Is this something that you knew of? Did you know that you do this? That sound like you're intoxicated when you're overly tired? Has that ever come up? Because you sounded really intoxicated. I think the day that we did the Nugent interview when you said, Morsi, man, I think that's what was going on there.
The Morsi, man.
You were tired.
I'm just very glad that I have you guys to point things out like that to me.
I'm actually quite excited that it takes place. If we can get drunk voice Tyler Doan, that adds another layer to the mystical one that is Tyler. And the legend continues. And the legend continues on now a three-day botched podcast streak. It's still up in the air as to how or who or why it takes place, because Julius has been helping out. And I don't know if anybody can confirm this, which hour was ruined, but it may have been 7 a.m. hour, which is still on the Doan hot clock, I think. And someone suggested, note, if the podcast is long, if the hour, the hourly segment is longer than 60 minutes, pretty good chance there's something wrong with the podcast, considering we're on the hook for about 46 hours or 46 minutes an hour. That's right. Pretty much our responsibility, which, boy, sounds weird, doesn't it? It's 46 minutes us.
And then, like, 14 minutes.
Yeah, it almost sounds like too much.
Let's pump those commercials up.
It almost, boy, all right, good. I'm glad you're making money. So, yeah, someone said, hint, if it's more than 60 minutes, probably a problem. Now, basically, all that goes on is right now as we speak, there's a digital machine called Adobe, a program, that is rolling in real time. Okay, and it's recording every word we say. Literally, you just have to grab that audio and start two things, an hourly segment and the full show. Mm-hmm. And then you just add to it, just copy, paste. I don't know how this is confusing. I want to believe that it's a really impossible task, that it's really hard, but I'm going to have that to be proven to me, that it is really, really difficult. Tyler?
May I speak my piece
yes,
on this?
Yes, please.
It's the fact that I have 47 different people coming at me during the show that I kind of get distracted.
You do? So, like, it's like traffic is one thing and...
Traffic, I have people running in and out, interns yelling, everything, man.
Well, I know. I understand. But, you know, I think we all have that to some degree. What is the thing? With great power comes great responsibility, and the power of the Doan cannot be denied. That's all I'm telling you. So make sure you get yourself tired again so we can get drunk voice at some point today. But I think you rested yesterday. Not entirely positive on that, but hopefully you did. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay? You can go to eufy.com, EUFY.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing! No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate... I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. Okay, so I have a... there is something really strange going on in our lives at home. This is actually very, very serious. Anybody who's listened to this show for any amount of time knows about the Doobie Brothers. And they are my wife's brothers. And these two have lived together forever.
Wait, say
my wife, her brothers. So
favorite band. What would the Doobie Brothers?
No, no, no. I take it back. Let me get you caught up because you're confusing things because I didn't give you enough background. My wife's brothers are known as the Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
Because
caught up.
I don't know if they do it anymore, but there used to be a high. They used to smoke a lot of pot, so they would. That's how that came about. At least one of them did. So they were given the name the Doobie Brothers, and so. Now, what's happened here is the older one, Kevin, has epilepsy, and somehow it's almost like David, the younger one, has been the keeper of Kevin, almost like taking care of him. They've lived together forever. They bought a house together, and they've kind of just been roommates slash brothers the whole time for as long as I can remember, and you have a situation where they were kind of coddled by mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And so this is what you get when that happens, as opposed to go out and make your mark in the world. You know, you have this type of scenario. Okay. So Diana never really, I went to college, met me, we got married, we had kids. And so these two live together and there's Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as life would have it, Kevin kind of, he had a massive brain surgery to actually alleviate his epilepsy. Kind of messed up his brain a little. He's a little rough around the edges, just a little cooked. So that's kind of made things a little bit more complex, but not the end of the world. It's totally manageable. David has the thirst and has just been drinking for like nonstop for as long as I can remember. And we had many talks, and I was like, dude, this is bad. This is going to go south on you quickly as you age. You better quit it, you know? And it was of course not listened to. Fast forward now, he's experiencing health issues and, probably like, I think he's in his mid-50s maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it came to a head when he, there's a friend of his that was visiting, and she's really strong-willed and a little pushy and a little bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And she is also a recovering alcoholic. Now, Dave's an alky. There's no question. And she is recovering, and she like kind of bullied him into going to AA, which usually never works. But apparently, he kind of admitted, and this is all secondhand, that he's got a problem. So he kind of stopped going to work and going to AA all the time. However, he's at a level, and then she ended up leaving town, going back to California, and he's kind of left in the lurch, you know, wondering what to do and stuff like that. Now, he hasn't drank, but this was not the type of scenario. He had so far gone that you can't just stop drinking, which is what the first thing I thought when I heard this was going on. I said, well, this is not going to work.
You can't go cold turkey.
No. You need, long form, intense, medically supervised by a physician. You can't just stop when you've been at it that long. You're like John Daly on the putting on the green, shaking and it could kill you if you just stop like that. And he is being admitted in 2 hours because somebody finally tracked him down.
Oh, wow.
And it was touch and go, about this issue. So, my God, this poor man, I'm just praying for him. I would appreciate anybody's thoughts and prayers. So Kevin is the one.
Taking care of him.
Who's taking care of Kevin. So Diana says, well, if he has to come move here, you're just going to have to live with it. I go, I'm not going to get in the way of that. Are you crazy? I go, do whatever you got to do. More the merrier. Bring him on in.
You guys got enough room in there?
Yeah, exactly. I go, come on. We will have.
We'll put up a hammock.
I go, Diane, you're asking me if this is a good idea. Do you know the video hits we can get on this if we get him in here? Don't. I'm sorry.
If that happens, I'm moving in too.
It's like a really weird full house.
So. I think Kevin has a thirst a little bit too. I said, all right, the only stipulation is he can't be drinking. I don't want him. I don't mind if he has a beer. You have Mike's Hard Lemonade all the time. I mean, You're always half in the bag. But I don't want him laying down on the floor drunk or anything like that in my
bottle
house.
Of Jack.
That would make me feel uncomfortable in my own home. I'm a recovering alcoholic. People are getting throwing up in their sleep and stuff like that. We can't have that. So
you're essentially running a frat house.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Bring him on in. It's God's will. I will do that, and that's the end of it. So then, but apparently Bullet dodged because he didn't want to come. So I'm like, all right, well, I did my part. I extended that. Sure, I don't care.
Offer was on the table.
Sure. Now, boy, we're moving on. We're opening the home up to somebody else. So if anybody else wants to move in, come on in. So, we have another family member that he works with. Of Diane's family, who he actually works for, like doing home improvement. And he had said, yeah, he doesn't eat. He just like pops, like eats candy during the day to sustain himself. If you ever give him any type of food, he doesn't eat it. So he's in bad, bad shape. I was surprised that the friend, his friend, who's a little kooky, like I said, that bipolar chick, would insist. She should know better. She's been going to AA for a long time. You can't just drop that in on somebody. And who needs medical attention. I mean, that is risky. He could have dropped dead.
So where is he going?
Stroked. Henry Ford or one. Okay. I'm not sure what hospital. Somewhere in the Detroit area for a rehab facility, extended stay. Oof. Well, and it's rough. I just feel bad because it's a little weird because, like I said, he's taken care of the other brother for so long. Well, Diana has lived her life, and it's like, well, we've done what we can. They just drop off the face of the earth for the longest time, and you just don't hear from these people. And it's like you try to get a hold of them. You go over, they're gone. I mean, it's just really strange. And it's just, I feel bad for my wife because that's her last. Because when her mom and dad died, that's her last immediate family. Mm-hmm. And they're both, one's got brain damage, and the other one can't stop drinking. And so you look at, you know, you start to think about the end of, you know, about a person's, about their mortality. And it's just really effed up. So in the next segment, first of all, we got to give you an update on the Zane games. And we also need to talk about Ozzy Osbourne. Talk about addiction.
Ugh.
And it's gotten weird, too. And Sharon spoke. It was all messed up. And this, the woman that Ozzy had the affair with, I mean, this was a long-term emotional and physical relationship. And Ozzy just cast this chick aside and said, oh, yeah, it was just sex. But this woman is like, no, it wasn't. and so there, and she's suing, the other woman is suing Ozzy's kid.
For what?
What's the kid's name?
Which one?
The girl.
Oh, man.
Ozzy's daughter. Anyway.
Kelly, right?
Yes. Kelly Osbourne, really went after this lady on social media, and she's suing her for defamation, I think. Yes, that's exactly what's happening. She's suing her. The other woman is. We'll talk about that coming up. It is the we are in the Mapes.com bankruptcy studios. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBO.
That's it. The Lost Zane recordings. You can get more at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time.